you'll know if to do it. I told him up too. Okay. Think about it.
Testing, testing. Just say your name, Mrs. Jones, and I'll know how loud you're going to speak.
Okay. My name is Lucille Jones.
Okay. That seems like a pretty good level.
Okay.
For the tape, could you tell me your address?
I live at 1121 Moat Street.
In Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived here?
I lived in Jacksonville, Florida for 21 years.
Oh.
I was at 21.
Long time. Well, mm-hmm. Now tell me, where were you born?
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
And what year were you born?
I was born September 29th,
1931. Mm-hmm. And when you were born in Charleston, was that where you first learned how to make baskets?
I first learned from Charleston.
Could you tell me how you learned, like where you saw your first baskets and how you...
First basket I saw, my mother made it, and my grandmother. And at the age of 6, she taught me how to make just hot plates. Baking hot plates. And from then on, I watched her and I learned her. She learned me how to put them in different styles, and make a pocketbook, a bread tray, fruit bowls, any kind of basket. At age 12, I could do just what my mother did, bring them up in different styles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, I was sewing basket. I was making basket. We call it making basket. I was making basket 40 years ago.
Wow. Well, that's, it took you about 6 years then to learn everything.
Everything.
Well, so, how did your mother and grandmother learn?
Well, let's go from generation to generation. It's a life history. It goes from generation. Well, my mother, and just keep on goes like goes from generation to generation. Let's go from generation now. And I do it. I taught for my mother. Now I taught my children. My children taught their children. But if they keep a taught each other and keep it do it, it'll never die out. But if they don't, well, it just goes. My mother's 80 and she can't get around, but she still sitting, makes baskets.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So I'm glad to hear that you are teaching your children and your children are teaching their children, and it'll keep going, because a lot of these crafts seem to die out after a while.
This one will never die out if the children do it. Well, I'll tell you, I have 9 girls. And of 9 girls, I have 2 try. Just try. So.
Well, I hope that they do learn it and keep it alive.
I hope so.
Well, now, for the tape recorder, since, so you know, this is something we'll try to get down, and people can't see you doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain, how do you first start to make your basket? What do you do?
Okay, the first start, I make my basket. I ring off my spoon handle, and I get a file, and I file it down smooth until it's smooth enough to work with. I take my sweet grass, and I tie it in a knot. Then I take my palm, and I strip it as the size it's supposed to work with. And I take the palm, and I work it in the tie knots, and keep on working. grind and round. When I think I support the dresser, then I put some pine needles, that's the brown ones, to make it different colors. I don't start my bottom with pine because it'll break. They get real dry and then it'll break. So I started with the sweet grass and trim them with the pine needles. That's the round one. Then I can make the square one. See, I make the long square one, the oblong. See, I make the oblong one. Look at that, we have to start the round one then. So.
Okay, so this will be how you start it. Sherry okay. makes baskets too, so she's real she interested in. She doesn't make these kind, but she'd probably like to
okay.
learn.
Okay. Nah.
Oh well, let me ask you first about
this
your palm. Where do you get? Where do you gather that?
Oh, the palm tree. Just the cabbage of the palm tree, right in the middle. And you cut it out. And 4 weeks after, there'll be another one there. You don't destroy the tree. First, you cut it out. One will come right back in. That's the cabbage of the palm tree. Okay, then cut it out. Then I get my boon and I strip it the size I want to work with. Okay, now I'm starting an oblong. And then you wind it and take your boom and you open up, then you tighten this like that, then you break like that. See, you break it like that.
And it doesn't break because
uh-uh.
it's so pliable.
That's right.
But if you use pine needles, it'll probably break.
Uh-huh, it'll break.
Did your mother and grandmother
okay.
use a spoon handle, too?
Uh-huh, that's the only thing you work with. Okay, now, at age of 6, my mother started. See, just like I started this. I watch her. She started out for us. And keep on working. Just keep working until you learn what to do.
You know what's great about that, too, is that all the things that you use, it doesn't cost any money to make them because
mm-mm.
you go out and gather these things all yourself,
uh-huh.
and you know where to find them, and you use materials that grow right here, which
uh-huh.
is great, you know. I think that's really good how people can use things that are
mm-hmm.
available. So many people don't know that there are things out there they can use.
They can use.
And it's free for the taking. You just have to know what to look for and how to use it. Is there any set, any distance apart that you put these, or do you just eye it? Just by looking, you can
mm-hmm.
tell how far apart
uh-huh.
to put in your palm.
See? Well, you see, by the palm, the strip beside of the palm. Okay, these. Now, if I think I'm getting it too wear out, then I make a loop to get it even up. What's that? See, just keep it go right around. Okay, just oblong one now. Now, in what two ways you can start? That's oblong
mm-hmm.
and around. Let me show you now how to do the round one. It's
And is there about how many sweetgrass pieces do you use?
Matilda, sweetgrass, I don't count the pieces.
Feel how big?
How
feels. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's why you need to look at it a while. Yeah. So what you did was you wrapped your sweetgrass into a bundle.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of twist it all around. And then you tied it in a knot.
Okay, that's a tied in a knot.
Oh. Now,
then you get your palm. Being back there, then you get your palm. And loop it up there, go around there.
And that's the first one that you ever learned to make was this, the round pot holder.
Mm-hmm.
When you use your dark pine needles, do you just do that according to when you think you would like it
to
be dark?
That's right. And use the pine needles. So to decorate it, you know. Mm-hmm. I can make pine needles, take the pine needles and make just pure pine needles and sew a basket. I can take the sweet grass and just work the sweet grass too. But I like to mix it in.
Where do you find your pine needles?
Of the pine trees. Those are longleaf pines.
Mm-hmm. Right around here you can find them? And where?
They don't drop until the fall. Uh-huh. See, I go and take it off the tree green and put it out in the sun. Then it turn that color. Then I go and put on the sweet grass and they'll be green. And put it out in the sun, then it turn just dry.
What time of year do you gather your sweetgrass?
It gather now. It gathered in the wintertime, but it'd be too cold to look out right there. So you get it now.
And you go out to the beach to get it?
Go out to the beach and get those. I got those 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. They really dried out nice.
Mm-hmm. And what happens, see, the older they get, the brown, the basket turned darker. But it lasts a lifetime. If you just take good care of it, it will.
When you were growing up in Charleston, when you were little, did your mother and grandmother have a little stand by the roadside too? Or
did my... The most of them, my mother do, and my grandmother did. Now, my sister do now. She have a basket stand by the road. She do take them to the big market in Charleston. They take it there every Saturday.
Hey, where do you sell your baskets?
Where do I sell my basket now? I was going to the flea market.
Well, this big one out here?
On Lanes Avenue.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. I was going there. But after I started to get the go to the White Spring, I just sew and keep it until the festival, and I go there. Mm-hmm. To the flea market, you can't go but 2 days a week. That on Saturday and Sunday. And you have to pay 2 weeks or two weeks of rent to be there. So if you want to go there every week and keep on, you have to pay a month. See, sometimes you don't want to go. And if you don't pay, then somebody say get the spot.
That's hard. Mm-hmm. Well, I know at different festivals they would sell really well. Have you ever taught anyone else class. To do this? Just mm-hmm. your family, right?
Never taught mm-hmm. school, never.
Do you know, do they ever teach this kind of basketry in school?
I heard they do, but I didn't ever know. A lady was told me to go and check to Florida Junior College. But it's the thing about it, you don't know how many students, you know. You just can't go and take up a three or four.
Okay. That's true. I know that in White Springs, our artist in residence is thinking of maybe starting some workshops where she could bring in people and pay the people to teach, like maybe 1 or 2 days for a weekend.
She told me that she will have it in August and September, and she will let me know.
Oh,
it won't be the 3 days or the week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm glad she talked to you about
that.
She
said
I know
3 days or the week.
There's a lot of people who would like to learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. Keep it alive. But I'm glad your children are alive. Did you have a hard time getting your kids to want to do it?
They're trying to do it. See, that's the wrong one. See, now just the way I start that. That's the wrong one.
Now, what do you do when you get towards the end of your
palm?
You
keep on, then okay, I have to put a palm in there. See?
So you just start, you stick your palm in where the other
uh-huh.
one left off.
Uh-huh. And keep uh-huh. on, and keep put the sweet grass in. To keep the rose the same size. See, now, okay, now, I need the two things I need here. I need some straw. I met a lady to White Spring. She's doing the same basket I'm doing, but I'm doing mine with palm, and she doing hers with thread, and she doing hers with the sweet grass too. But she want to know where do I get my sweet grass so long, and hers cut off. So I told her, she cut hers. I said, that's why you're so short. You pull it. They stand up just like that. And you go get your hand and you pull it. But she go and she cut it. That was wrong.
Where was she from?
She's a... Oh, Lord, I forgot where she's from. She looked like an Indian.
Oh, yeah, she probably was a Seminole.
Or something.
Yeah.
So I said, when I go back, 4th of July, she said she's coming back. When I go 4th of July, I'm supposed to take her. A bundle of my grass. Let you in.
Well, you see that you learned. How did you learn how to pull your grass and everything?
Mama.
See,
I'm going to take us out there. We leave at 7 o'clock in the morning before sunrise. And that's true. We carry a jug of water, milk jug full of water. And she'll take some bread or chicken or something. We go to 7 o'clock when the sun rising up. And go out there and be pulled all day until 5 in the evening. And then pull all those straw here like that. Now we got to go home. One got to go to the house. We're 2 miles from the house. Go and get the cart and get the hook up the car in the car and go back where she is so we can bring it to the house.
It's a lot of work right there, just gathering it.
She just go and pull it and pull it and just pull.
Did all the girls in your family learn how to do it?
All my sisters did so. My mama had 16 children. So 16 of us. And all the boys and all the girls. So at night, my daddy make us a little bottom for my mama. Sit up at night. We go around to friends and friends. Like we come from school, she said, okay, said, you want your, Lucille, I said, huh? You want your shoe side? Yeah, mama. He said, okay, make me 2 hot plate bottom at night before you go to bed and you can go. I'll take these straw leaves and go to my friend's house. And we will put up. We saw it. Said they get a shoe. She said, okay, you want a dress for next, go to Sunday school? Yeah. He said, make me a basket.
That's fantastic. So you really were, you were really earning your living.
She said, okay, you want to go to school tomorrow? Make me 3 bottom. You'll go to school tomorrow. If you don't, you stay home. I'll sew till 12 o'clock just to make those bottoms for go to school next day.
Did you like school?
Yeah. I like school because I didn't want to do no work.
With 16 children, I bet there was a lot of work to do.
And all us had something to do. All us had something to do. My job was washing
clothes.
On a rub boat.
For 16 children. You must have had a pile of laundry.
Well, let me tell you, I had 4 brothers. They had it. 4 brothers older than I is. And I'm the only oldest girl. So they take over. The cooking and the washing and all I had to do was wash dishes. Then when I learned how to cook, then I take the cooking over. Then they take the washing. One wash the clothes, one hang them up, one bring them in, one iron, one rake keep the yard clean, one mop the kitchen and the porch, the next one mop the 2 bedroom, next one do the dining room. Something for everybody to be done. And don't get it done, boy.
You'd have to do it that way, though. Can
and
you
on
imagine?
Saturday, my mother and I, we done sew all those baskets 5 days. And on Saturday, she goes to the big market to take the basket and go. And on Saturday, we have the cooking and the mopping and the cleaning and the ironing and everything to be done. Waiting until she bring the shoes or whatever she could bring back.
That's the way to do it, though. If you got a large family, there's no way one person could do all that.
And it grows up in you. Take the day. Okay, the 16 of us, my dad and my mama. The 16 of us now, and from the time I learned how to do, I cook for a large family. I can't cook for 3 people. I can't cook for 2. I just can pick up right now. Now I have 10 children of my own. And I can go and pick up right in that kitchen and go and cook. Don't exaggerate, just go and cook for 10 people. But I'll pick around and don't know how much to cook for 3 people.
I'd be lost trying to cook for 10 people. Every day would be like a party.
Okay, now, it's 4 of us here. Me and my husband, her, and my other girl. I always cut the cook and then forgive him to the dough. I cook too much. I can't judge myself. I always learn to cook for a lot.
I know what you mean if you came from such a large family.
We were 16 of us. My mama had 9 girls and 6 boys.
7.
We were 16 of us.
Well, did the boys learn how to do the baskets too then? Did they keep up with it?
I don't think so now. They don't got their own family.
But everybody
okay,
in the
their wife and their children do it. You know, but the majority of from Carolina, from not in Charleston, but from Bud Pleasant. for my players that going back to get going to Savannah, the majority of it, yes. There's some people make a living off. Yes.
Uh-huh. There's a whole stretch of road I've heard that we're, it's probably up by Charleston and also down by Mount Pleasant where everyone in the whole community does the baskets. Uh-huh.
You come across Charleston, that couple of the bridge, at the big bridge, over you get in my Pleasant. You come in my Pleasant, you're going 17. 17 go all the way in Frolic Beach, Atlantic Beach, Savannah. All you see by the road. If you don't clump over 100 baskets stand or more, you don't clump none of it. And it from the tops, not more basket. I see some basket I born and raised there. And some basket I see them make, I don't think I never know how to do it.
Really? Just
they give me all different styles.
Well, those styles that you make, are they, have you done different styles from your mom, or uh-uh. Are they all the same?
All the same. And they got they do some other, some kind of, some I want to make. I seen. I can make it. But it's just take time. I seen my aunt have a this, but they make one blah blah like that. Take up this whole thing here.
Oh my
gosh. A robe, and honey, that's something pretty.
Oh, I imagine. You can beautiful robe.
That's beautiful.
I bet it lasts too.
She have a basket she make for a baby. The little baby, baby little bed thing you bed for the baby firstborn. The little baby basket. Oh, that's something pretty. I said, Lord, that'll take me a year to do that.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I got married last year. No, not last year. It seems like last year. Anyway, not too long ago, a month ago, and I carried my flowers in a coil basket just like yours, uh-huh. With a little handle. Uh-huh. You put flowers in the basket.
Uh-huh. The hanging basket.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. Why do you have you ever found anybody in Florida who does the style basket?
Do this? Margaret do it. So Margaret, what you call it, Gadsden? Uh-huh, she does it. So she's from Charleston.
She's from Charleston, too. Uh-huh. See, that's, why do you think that is? It's just from that area where uh-huh. they started.
She's from Charleston. That's where it started from.
Why do you think so? I was just wondering.
Back from slavery time.
Is it?
Uh-huh. All the way back from slavery time.
Can mm-hmm. you trace your family back that far?
Let me see. Only thing I can trace is my mother. That's all I know. And I know my father, mother. And I know my father. But that's all I can trace back. Way back, them others, they died before. Mm-hmm.
But did the slaves bring this style of basket?
That's what they said.
From Africa.
Uh-huh. All the way from Africa.
Do you think they had the same wire grass, or maybe did they use...
I don't know. But I don't know who invented this in here, but what they did it wasn't...
And it's been used for generations.
Okay, now, this right here. Some people got it right in the yard, in the backyard, on the plantation, but they know what it's for. It's all the way by the road. Like you went out on Hectic Drive or side the road. But you stop there and pull it. The $500 fine. Uh-huh. If they catch you getting this, it's $500 fine.
Is that because it's
they call it seals.
Property? Oh, I see.
They call it seals. Okay, by the fall. They bloom out It's beautiful. At that time, you can't pull it because they call it the seeding out. And the folks will go and pull it out, pop out the head of it, and put it in the house. They create it and cure it to make flowers with. That's beautiful. But if they catch you, get it a $500 fine. I laughed one time, he was getting something, so the police stopped. I said, what you doing? What you doing? Because the goat. I said, what you doing? He said, he gets it for the goat.
Oh, no.
So, they get it for the goat. What if they catch you?
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. But there must be a lot of this up in near Charleston, because it makes so many baskets, and they still have more.
It's a lot of them. They go across on the island. Those boats go over there.
Well, do they call this any particular kind of basket or just a wiregrass basket?
This wiregrass basket. They got the basket. Each one got a different... each one of those baskets that they got a different name to it.
What are the names? You'll have to think. We bring in, like, one... sample of each, and we'll
see
how
I help this time.
Yeah, no. We'll just bring in. Okay, let's bring in one.
You ain't seen the dog in the basket this time? I saw one sitting there.
Get the one that got the colors in it. I see it. I think we got. Seems like we got. No, I've heard some people call this gullah baskets. You ever heard it called that? No? Okay.
Okay, this one here.
Yeah.
That's a hot roll.
Hot roll basket.
Oh, they call it a bread tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one here. It's a little jewelry box.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
It's called a little sewing basket.
Right.
Okay, this one is a jewelry box, too. Without no handle. See, this is a jewelry box.
Right.
You got no handle. But this one have a handle. Okay, this one is a fruit bowl. They caught it from a... take it in your flowers garden and cut your flowers and put your flowers in there. Or a fruit bowl.
That's
me. Okay. This one is a pocketbook.
Did your mom make pocketbooks like that, mm-hmm. too? Did she always put the colors in it, too, or did you decide to do that?
I decided to do that. Okay, these are hot plates. Okay, this is a sewing basket. Put your sewing things in there and you thread through the...
Oh, you can bring your thread through the top.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one, like you said, home, and you're sewing at home. Okay, if you're going to visit someone, you're going to the hospital, and you, what you do, knit, put it in here, and you take your thread through there. This is a knitting basket.
Oh,
a great idea.
Okay. This one is a little fruitful. But you do turn use this at Easter as Easter basket. This one. Okay, this is a serving tray. What you call a coaster set. The cups could come out of it.
Beautiful.
Okay, this one. This is a waste paper basket.
You'd hate to put your trash in there. Uh-huh. It's so beautiful.
Use it for a waste paper basket. Someone have those great big flowers pot. You know? It's big enough to set the flowers pot and plant in here. But when you water it, you take it out. Yeah. Let it drip. Let it in here.
It would rot it.
That's right. Okay, this one is a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
This one is a pocketbook. Okay, this one is a wall pocket that you hang by the wall.
And what do you put in it? Flowers?
Uh-huh. You can put artificial flowers. You can put your flowers, hanging flowers. You know this little smaller part of this? Mm-hmm. The smaller part of this, or that, like that, and hang by the wall.
Pretty. Mm-hmm.
You hang by the wall.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
And this one, this is a table mat. You put in the middle of the table, hang by the wall mat, hang by the wall. This one is a serving tray.
Put all your cups in there. Mm-hmm.
And your little dessert or your pictures in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this one, I was the vice spring, and I saw a lady had one this. She worked as a gate. And I fixed it. Oh. So the first I would make one this, and I look after that one she had, then I'm making one. But she had a bag.
That's
uh-huh.
great.
She had a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I make me one. I more sell her 3 times down there. I said, I already sold. So I said, I'm making one. And that's a jewelry box. And those are fruit bowls. They take it to make Easter basket for the churn. Uh-huh. I got 4 of these I have to take to the hospital. They want it for next year for the churn for the Easter. But the Easter basket, they already tore it up. So she said she can get this and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the paper and fix it all over.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting, mm-hmm. all the different styles. Yeah, mm-hmm. I carried a little fruit bowl. It's a little bit littler than that, and I put flowers in it. And, and carried that at my wedding. It was really nice.
You did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It looked really, really mm-hmm. nice. Those are beautiful.
I just sit down and take time to make it. You know, I didn't sew these in 20 years until a year and a half ago. I was making them give it for present. Then I start, I can do so in the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. I can pick right back up and go and do the same thing.
So you can stop it and then, you know, come back and it's so and. You know it by heart, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, but just great. Something you just don't do out of book. You have to know it, see? And it'd be hard to teach someone to do it by just looking at them. Now, I can take a teacher class of 25 of them, mm-hmm. and Betty and little 4 will do it. They started, but Betty wouldn't keep it up.
Well, it's something that I think you have to really love to do, it's what makes a craftsman.
Uh-huh. So just keep your mind on it. Just that's all your mind is right what you're doing. Mm.
Do you have any questions, Sherry, about the basket making part of it? Anything?
I wanted to ask you on your palm. How long do you let that cure after you cut it out of the palm tree?
No. Okay. Today is Monday. Mm-hmm. I'll cut it today. And I use it Friday.
So it has to cure 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Because the head of it is real green and it's soft. See? Mm-hmm. And I use it Friday and keep on.
Okay.
You just put it out in the sun and let it dry?
I put it out in the sun, it dried too quick.
Oh.
You see that one I cut in there? Mm-hmm. I had that 2 weeks ago. See, I cut five fans, and I'm trying to use it up before it gets dry.
Well, is it the part of the palm tree that before right. it makes a leaf, branch it's out. Like a leaf, but that's it hasn't right. branched out yet?
That's right.
It's like an accordion.
That's right, that's right. That's right.
Well, it's just the very heart
of it. The heart of the tree.
Do you have to wet it? After you let it, okay, you don't have to wet it.
You don't have to wet it.
You just peel it into little strips like that, usable size.
Let me show you a fan of it.
Okay. Can you get by all that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this works really well. What's that? What is raffia? Now, that's something totally different you have to buy. See, this is a native material. It's so easy to gather. And it comes right back out again.
And it looks so nice.
Did you make any of these?
I think I sewed the bottoms.
You sewed the bottoms up?
Some bottoms.
So you start, you've just started learning?
Mom sewed all those.
It's a good thing to learn, though. It would seem you could make some money off of it, too. So you know how to make the little round bottoms and the hot plates and all that?
Mm-hmm. She started on some and I finished sewing them.
That's good. These are really cute. Which one's the hardest one to do, do you think?
I don't know. I think that one, because you have
The pocketbook?
That one right there. I just have to put this, not that one, the other one. I have to put the side things on somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That would be hard.
Yeah, it takes a good while. Should just decorate one side of it.
That's just little plastic
thread,
yeah.
She made a whole basket like that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she done sold it. So, see?
Kind of like the way the palm looks, though. It looks so, blends right in. It looks real nice.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Just one of them.
What?
It goes right up in the tree just like that. See, you cut it up like that.
And when did you cut that one now? That one's really
That one was 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
See?
So right in here, these pieces right here, you would separate. Mm-hmm. And you would cut it mm-hmm. or split it with the knife somehow right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With the spoon.
The spoon would split it too.
Yeah, that's what you do with the spoon. With the spoon, see? Okay. See that? Now you get these. What you do? You get your spoon now. What I do with the spoon?
They're your scissors. Oh.
And you don't do this now. Okay, then you get the spoon hand.
Mm-hmm.
you get your spoon hand, but it did what you do.
That splits it up really nice.
Well, you'll just use the middle part of this whole thing?
This whole thing here.
The whole middle part.
So, what do you sew your basket with?
Raffia?
I know a raffia.
I think this looks a lot neater than raffia. Raffia tends to get real stringy looking.
I saw the lady had some, what she called raffia, and she had the little white thing with the little button. And she sat at the bottom of hers with a little button, and then she get the raffia, and then she do it with pine needles. She showed it to me when she went down there. Now, I go back, I have to show her how to make this. How she fixed that. She want to know how to make the hands. I went down and I made two baskets for the doll baby. Whew, that was a trip. It was three strands of grass. I take three. Let me show it to you now. I take three strands of those grass. And that's what I sew it with.
Oh. Tiny.
She have a doll baby. And doll baby hangs on her arm. So the baby has to put his buttons and his little pins.
Oh my gosh.
I made two. I made one for her. Then she take it and just send back.
Oh.
For another one. A three strand of grass.
Oh my gosh.
Way back, we had to make it for a lady. A lady have a little gift shop. With nothing but little dolls. And we had to be made baskets for the little dolls to hang on their arm.
So your mom is still working at it too, and you are, and a couple of your kids are trying.
All my sisters do.
And all your sisters.
All my sister souls.
Did anybody else move away, or just you? Are they all still up in Charleston?
All in Charleston. Three was to New York, and they went back home. They're still sewing.
Why did you move to Jacksonville?
I moved to Jacksonville. My husband have a job down here.
Yeah.
He moved down here. And when he left me in Charleston, I was specking a baby. So he come down here in 54, 55. I moved down here in 56.